You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, joined in the studio now by Kate Lochte and Keith Travis, the Murray-Callaway County Hospital Vice President of Institutional Development. Good morning, and thank you for joining us on Sounds Good.
Thank you, Tracy. It's great to be here.
Well, you've been here before.
I have. This is not the first time.
and frequently on the other side of the studio taking volunteer phone calls during fundraisers, so thank you for that.
And by the way, that's a very enjoyable experience. I've learned a lot, but you're right. It's different sitting on this side of the glass, isn't it?
Now, I invited you today because of John Wright's article in the Murray Ledger and Times about the fantastic numbers coming out of the Murray Half Marathon. And it's a project that has really come into its own. Tell me to begin with the story of Scott Witeka. That is so cool.
Well, it is. There are so many human interest stories with everyone that participates, but his story was one that he was going to run the Boston Marathon this year from Hendersonville, Tennessee, and he either overtrained or had a training injury, and so he decided the week before that he would just run Murray. And in our race is a little different because we offer prize money to elite runners. We've had some people question, well, why do you do that? Well, elite runners bring lots of amateur runners. Scott chose to come to Murray, and the first thing we know, I was on the announcing booth and I heard them say runners 2 miles out, and I was looking at the clock and I thought, something's wrong. He's either more than 2 miles out or the clock's broke. All of a sudden I look up 8th Street and here comes Scott Witeka, and not only is he running, he's running at an exceptional pace and set a new record for us. And so I was just enamored with his performance and spoke with him, and he was thrilled to be here. And when we talked, he said, you know, I've got a young child and another one on the way, and said, this $1,000 is the reason I'm here. And I said, well, thank you for choosing Murray. Thanks for being with us. And then this week I pick up the paper and look, and was looking through the internet at some times for Louisville and Nashville. And all of a sudden, the winner of the Nashville Marathon this past weekend was Scott Witeka at 2 hours and 22 minutes. But his time in Murray, this is year three. We were at 1 hour and 8 minutes for our first year, and we were just astounded by that performance. Last year it moved to 1 hour and 5. This year 1 hour 4 minutes 35 seconds, which is 6 minutes and 10 seconds off the current world record for a half marathon.
Wow.
Right here in Murray, Kentucky. So we're thrilled about it. It does prove that incentives, and not large incentives, but we try to make it worth their time to come and be part of the event. In consequence, that brings more runners.
Well, I want to know, you've just answered a question here already about what's the date for 14?
April 12th will be our date. It's kind of a new date. We moved it from the first year because of spring breaks here in Murray and Callaway County. But we've picked the 12th. That'll put us 2 weeks before Louisville and Nashville. Gives runners ample time to do our race as a warm-up to those races if they're choosing to do so. But it's a growing event. I never in my wildest dreams, when we started some of these, Susan Davis a few years ago doing 5Ks, and then we did a 10K, and somebody said, let's do a half marathon. And it seemed like a dream or a vision that maybe we could never attain. But it seems as though now it's coming to its own and developing the following and the visibility and the returns that we need so desperately to make this a viable project.
This race is part of a race towards funding a hospice house for the regional community. Update us on how this race did and what remains to be done.
Okay. Year one of this race, maybe the best thing to give you the history of the year one of the race, we had a profit of about $5,000, and I don't think we worked any less than we did this year. Year two, we had about $16,000 in profits, but keep in mind, there's tents, there's cones, there's PA systems, and we've made it our mission to run a safe, efficient, organized race. If we didn't make money, we wanted people to be safe. We wanted them to have a good time. We wanted them to feel like they had gotten their money's worth. Food and beverages at the end and along the course and cheer teams, it's all here. This year, we've added up all the numbers and more runners and more sponsors. And really, the article that John wrote, I didn't give him all the numbers, but it looked like we made $40,300 clear out of the race. And we had another gentleman stop us last week, right before the race, on Thursday before the race, and said, "You're doing so well. I'm glad to see the hospice house coming to be a reality." He said, "I'm going to pledge another $5,000. So you could, in a sense, say that this race generated $45,000 for the hospice event. And, you know, the total undertaking was probably close to $100,000 is what that race involved, in shirts and meals and all the things that go into it. 363 people volunteered to make it happen. That's what boggles my mind. Everything from Phil Hazel and the work crew to the Pikes here at Murray State were up at 2 a.m. on Saturday morning. It is a community effort. Now then, that being said, all the funding from the event goes to the residential hospice house. We stand at about $2.95 million ready to go. We need about $3.5 million. This will add $45,000 to that total. We think we're probably standing at about $3,250,000, $3,300,000. So we have some other events coming. We are going to do a golf tournament in August, talking to a major PGA pro to come and be part of that. We're planning on maybe doing the production of The Way Home again with Constance Alexander. We think that play is just far-reaching and so valuable to what we do. We will plan a telethon in September that we'll broadcast on Murray Electric. So there's a number of other venues coming along. We are also, with our co-chairs, the judge, the mayor, and John Dale, rolling out a church campaign that will start. It actually went in the mail last Friday. So we feel like, with a good degree of confidence, that by December we'll have the $3.4, $3.5 million ready to break ground, hopefully in February or March of next year.
Part of that is securing a match.
It is. Part of it is securing the match, but I would say this. If you recall, originally we had an anonymous donor that said, "You raise $1.5 million, we'll give you $1.5 million. And they have been so kind, so patient, and such a blessing, because everything they've asked us to do, we haven't always been able to do it. And thus far, during that first match period, we raised about $375,000, and they gave us $750,000. They've come back now and said, "If you'll finish the funding in 2013, we'll give you the other $750,000. So it's heartwarming, it's encouraging, it's everything that you want it to be. And the people are very interested in seeing a residential hospice house constructed in Murray, Kentucky. So we're going to do every ounce of energy we have to make sure that we honor that. Our hearts are saddened because we lost one of our donors this week, and Kenneth Owen, his passing Sunday and his funeral yesterday. But I feel really, I'm sorry about the loss of a good friend, a good community servant. But also, Mr. Owen had asked me to finish the fundraising. He wanted to see the ground broken on the hospice house, and I didn't get that done. And I'll always think about that. You do as much as you can, and still there's more to be done. But in honor of our donors and the people that have trusted us to do the right things, we're going to press on.
Describe the ultimate dream.
The ultimate dream.
The house.
Well, the rendering of it is a probably owe most of the design to Jerry Pinner. It probably mimics something that you might see in the military if you've ever heard of a Fisher house. There's one at Fort Campbell. We visited that, and they are attractive, stately, but not overdone. They're places that you would feel comfortable being, and yet you don't feel like it's too elegant for what the purpose and the mission is. And so we visited that one. There's an artist rendering. It'll be a 6-room facility to start out with. It'll be located on 5 acres of land that we secured from Mr. and Ms. Owen. It will have patios and food service and a kitchen and all the amenities, so that a family setting can be as close to the home as possible and yet not be at home. Having had a parent, my father, pass at home with hospice, they are a godsend, a blessing that we can't overstate. But still, that passing in the home is a really challenging event for the survivors. And so The residential hospice house offers a compromise between the home and the hospital setting that we think will be just a great resource for the community.
And there's no lack of testimonials by families who have found hospice house care to be immensely peaceful and useful for the both the patient and everybody who loves that person.
Well, over the course of this campaign, I've learned, Kate, the best thing I can do is sit down and let the hospice nurses speak. They're one of those groups. You know, in our society today, there's complaints about so many. You bring up the topic, there's complaint. The York brothers mentioned to me one time at the funeral home, he said, you know, we've never had a complaint on hospice. And that is a testimonial that if people have ever had an experience or had service provided by our hospice department and Sherry Boyd and the nurses there, they leave with a different perspective. And so those are some of our most ardent supporters. And you're right. Those are the people that really make this happen. I just happen to get to talk about it on their behalf. But when it really comes down to it, they're the caregivers.
All right. So we have a listener who wants to give you support. Best way to do so, it would be?
A multitude of ways. Like most fundraisers, you can go to our website, Murray Hospital, and go to the endowment. There's a donation form button there that you can fill out and send in it and do it by online completely. You can call us at our office at 762-1908 or 762-1800. Or my cell phone is never turned off, and that's 227-0253. We'll send you. We'll come and see you. We'll do it whatever way you want it done, either in honor of or in memorial of. And, again, our thanks to the many supporters we've had. We started the endowment 2008, early 2009. We're approaching 8,000 people that we have in our donor base now. And that in and of itself kind of makes me pause and reflect. Those people have given their confidence that we're going to do the right thing, manage their money, their hard-earned money well, and make a change in the community, and that's what we're setting out to do.
Keith, thanks for being with us today, and come back before the end of the year, and we're watching the progress.
Well, I appreciate it, and all this station does, and again, I want to be back for your next fundraiser as well.
Thank you.
All right.